Shalom, this is Billy Brimman, the voice of One Witness radio broadcast, and today we are offering you a Billy Brim classic, one that was made years ago in my ministry. I trust it'll bless you.
Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 3, hallelujah. Is that where I want to go? Yeah, there it is. Now, I didn't mark these scriptures, but there's another scripture which tells us that we must all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. So when we are there, it says in, this is after the rapture, 1 Corinthians 3:12. Now if any man build, God's building something. He's building this church that we're in. And we're all a part of this building program. Verse 11, for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Hallelujah. So I was explaining to the children about how the rapture of the church is going to be and how we're going to go up, and then we're going to go to this place, and any wood, hay, or stubble going to be cleansed from us by the glory of the Lord. Because we can't carry that stuff in with us to our presentation day and our wedding day. And so, and then I said, you're going to get reward, and God's going to give you reward. If you've done good things, this is the place of His rewarding you. And if you've done good things, why, you might have another room added on your mansion. Well, one little boy said, Brandon, is it, and then I said, some people, you know, will lose the reward there, but they'll still go on. He said, is it possible to get into heaven and just have maybe a small cabin, small house? I said, yes, that's possible, Brandon, but you should be sending up some more building material, you know. And so I told them how to send up building material. And I told them about how the Bible, then I got over to the words bit. And I said, now, you know, the Bible speaks of our words, that by our words we'll be justified or by our words condemned. And I said, now, your words are important, what you say here in heaven. Let no corrupt, in earth, let no corrupt communication come out your mouth. And I said, we just don't want to, I talked about what it was, you know, and I'm getting to this little girl all the time. And so then I said, Brandon said, well, how will they know what you said? How will they know what you did? I said, well, I don't know, Brandon, here on earth we got videos, and surely God's got better than that. They probably have a video of your life. And that little girl said, oh my God. She's seven, and she said, how do you get things off of that video? And so I told her about the blood of Jesus, you know, and then I happened to mention about what I'd heard her say, and I mean, she got that erased off of her video right then. Bless the Lord. Glory be to God. But it's a marvelous future that we look forward to as the bride of Christ. And let's turn to 1 Thessalonians. And let's just read a little bit of our future. Ooh. Hallelujah. Paul wrote the letters to the church. And the letters, the Bible speaks of three groups of people, the Jews, the nations, and the church. All the Bible is for the church, but not all the Bible is about the church. Some of the Bible is about other people. And oftentimes people mix up parts about the Jews and try to give it over to the church. And that's a mixing up thing. So if you want to know about the church's future, and pretty soon, a lot of times when they do that, they take away the rapture. Because it's hard to mix up what happened to the Jews who stay down here in earthly Jerusalem and rule from there. It's hard to mix that in with rapture and all this and that. So pretty soon they talk you out of the rapture. Now it's real easy to believe in the rapture. Just read the word just like it's written. You have to have someone to get you mixed up on it. They usually have to write you a book to get you mixed up. And in writing that book, which they get you mixed up in, they reach over in the Old Testament and they grab out scriptures that have to do with the Jews and don't have to do with you. So for your future and what's going to happen to you, you read the letters. Bless the Lord. It's real plain. Now Paul, he's the one God used to write the first letters to the church. And the first letter that was written to the church was Thessalonians. And Thessalonians gives the doctrine of the rapture and our future and of the things that are going to happen. So turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter. I love the Jews. I appreciate the Jews. I am best friends with the Jews. I am best friends with some of the radical rabbis that CNN paints with horns. I have great fellowship with them, but I am not them. They are the Jews. I am for everything they're supposed to get, but I ain't the Jews. I'm in the church. I'm in the bride. Hallelujah. And I don't go back to being the Jews. I'm walking here in the Spirit on. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, being the church, the Jews love it when you are who you are. They know who I am. They don't want me to act like I'm them. They appreciate it that I don't act like I'm them. Can you understand that? Bless the Lord. Now, here we are. Here is this Thessalonians. Woo! Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Look at 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 12. It gives us our call that you would walk worthy of God who have called you unto His kingdom and glory. We are called to the glory of God and to be the glorious church. Hallelujah. And you know, some of our folks had started to die. Well, you know, Jesus, He appeared to them. They were out there on the Mount of Olives and they were having that last church service with Him and He just suddenly went up. And they all were looking up there at Him and the angels don't understand men. Those angels said, "You men of Galilee, why are you looking up? Well, what else would you be doing? I mean, you would be doing it too, wouldn't you?" Glory to God. But they said, "This same Jesus shall return in like manner as you have seen Him go." They look at things angels do a little differently than we do. And so they look for Him to come back. They thought He'd been appearing for 40 days going in and out. They expected Him any time. When those thousands of people got saved and after the day of Pentecost, they just expected Him to come. Well, then a few started dying. And oh, brother Ben, you know, I remember the faith message from what we call the faith message. I was in there on the early days as Brother Hagin was preaching, healing is for all. Well, a good church would get started somewhere and then somebody would die. You'd think God died. Oh, no, someone died. Well, the Bible is true. If everybody died in the whole church, healing is for all. Jesus got your healing in the wholeness of the gospel. Bless the Lord. But people died. The same thing was happening here. People were dying. And they were getting upset because they said, "Oh my goodness, here we've left the Jewish faith. We've been kicked out. And what do you know? Someone's died. Maybe it's not even right." So God gave them the doctrine from heaven for the church. Not for the Jews, not for the nations, for the church. And this is the doctrine for the church. Verse 13 of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Woo-hoo! Hallelujah! I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren. No need to add sistren, because the Greek word means, brethren, adelphoi, means those born from the same womb. And the Bible says that we are born from Jerusalem, which is above. Hallelujah. Right now, this very minute, I am a citizen of heaven. Hold your finger right here and go to Philippians chapter 3. We notice these are in the letters. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 20. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Philippians 3:20. For our, King James says, conversation, the Greek word is citizenship. It literally means those who are from a certain city. For our citizenship is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto His glorious body, according to the working whereby He is able to subdue all things, even unto Himself. Our citizenship is in heaven, not when we die. The Bible says that we are born in heavenly Jerusalem, which is the mother of us all. The moment of your new birth on, you are a citizen from heaven. You are what the Bible calls a pilgrim and a stranger. You are an alien from another planet. The trouble with the church has been they've been too earthly. I hate that silly saying, so heavenly minded, no earthly good. That came from the devil. Glory be to God. You get heavenly minded, you'll be earthly good. But what's happened to the church is they've been so earthy, they haven't been heavenly enough, bless the Lord. Glory to God. Now, verse 13, 1 Thessalonians 4, 13. This is our future, folks. I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord. This is doctrine from heaven on our future. That we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not precede them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. First thing you're going to hear is Jesus shout. With the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Now, isn't that simple? Even a child could understand that unless he gets one of those books which mixes up the peoples, the Jews, the nations, and the church, the three groups. Hallelujah. Here it is for you. Glory be to God. One of these days, and it won't be long, I'm going to hear a voice. Woo! Father, I want to go after her. And the Father's going to say, it's time. And we're going to hear, come up hither. If he speaks in Hebrew, he will say, bo'u, come. Come. We're saying, come. And we're waiting on him to say, come. Hallelujah. And then those who have gone on, like my dear husband, who moved to heaven in 1986, and my dear sister, my only sister, moved in 1985, and they're buried just one grave apart. If I could have if he would say to me, it's going to be tomorrow at 2 o'clock, a fun place to be would be between those two graves. I was at Brother Copeland's mother's homegoing, and Brother George Pearson said, they ought not to call these graveyards, they ought to call them resurrection sites. I was in a church in Connecticut, and all the people, half the people, were upset because this church had met right next to a graveyard. I said, well, what better place? Bless the Lord. Right here next to a resurrection site. Glory be to God. But people look at things. They're so earthy. They look at death. Oh, they died. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. They're with Jesus. They beat us. I do get angry with my husband every once in a while. Bless the Lord. Because he took out early, you know.
Shalom, this is Billy Brim. I hope you enjoyed the classic that you heard today. Call us at 1-800-972-3447 if you would like to have a copy of it on CD. Shalom, shalom.